How to Live Fear-Free in a Fearful World by Lynette Kittle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 10:29. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. If you're feeling anxious, fearful, or distraught over current headlines, you're not alone. An unstable and volatile world is causing people to feel vulnerable at home, in school, at work, in travel, and as they go about their daily activities. Still, Scripture encourages you in Matthew 10:28 to not be afraid of those who kill the body. God doesn't want you to live a fearful life, and urges you in Proverbs 3:25 to have no fear of sudden disaster. So how is it possible to live fear-free in a fearful world? Since God has not given you a spirit of fear, according to 2 Timothy 1:7, it's up to you to choose to trust Him no matter what you're facing, to walk around assured He is with you, and to believe His promise in Hebrews 13:5 that never will I leave you or forsake you. In life-threatening situations, you can be assured God is with you. Scripture describes in Acts 7:5 what Stephen experienced when he came under attack. It says, "Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." God was with Stephen in the darkest of circumstances, and when he died, he passed into new life. Like him, your life in Christ is eternal, as in 1 Corinthians 15:54 explains. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true: death is swallowed up in victory. You belong to God, and your life is safe and secure in Him. As Jesus said in John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." The Apostle Paul understood God's eternal provision for life when he stated, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain," in Philippians 1:21. Even if threats of death increase in the world, you don't have to live a fearful life, because nothing, not even death, can separate you from His care. Romans 8:38-39 states, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Whatever situations life may bring, resist the urge to be afraid. As Stephen did, look to God, being assured He is with you, knowing, as we learn in Psalm 91:4, "He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.